Welcome to In the Loop with the Soup. I'm your host, Dr. Tremaine Clarity. This podcast is focused on all aspects in education that are happening right here in the Roane Area School District. Thank you for listening.
Welcome to In the Loop with the Soup. I'm Marcy Pfeiffer-Soderblom, Roane Area School District's Public Information Officer, here with Dr. Clarity, our superintendent.
Hey, Marcy, how you doing?
Hi there. It's a fantastic fall day when we're recording this, so I'm doing great. And today we're going to learn about AVID, and our guests will solve the mystery of what that acronym stands for in a moment. We're joined today by Lindsay Simonson, VASD's Special Programs Coordinator, and Brandy Torres-Viveros, Roane Area High School student. And with that, Dr. Clarity will take it away.
All right. Welcome, everybody, to In the Loop with the Soup. Brandy, we're so happy to have you here.
Thank you.
How's it going today?
Good.
Yeah, I wish people could see the excitement that I see on the other side of me here. She is ready to go. And Ms. Simonson, it's always a pleasure to have you here.
Yeah, thanks. Good morning.
Good morning. How's your day going?
Good. Busy day. Lots of stuff going on. Yeah, it's been a good morning.
Been a good day. The sun's shining bright. It's Friday Eve. Oh, we never have Thursdays. It's just Friday Eve. And so we're all ready to go. So we're excited to talk about one of our amazing opportunities for our VSD scholars, and that's in the form of our AVID programming. And so people have always wondered, like, what does AVID really stand for? And really, I want to know what the acronym means. So I'm going to bounce it to you, Ms. Simonson, just kind of give an explanation. Just tell us, what does the AVID stand for?
Sure. AVID stands for Advancement Via Individual Determination.
And what does that mean for our listeners out there?
Sure, really. So what AVID is it's a college and career readiness system where there's kind of two branches to the system, right? We think about one branch being AVID school-wide, which is really how do we prepare all learners for success in high school, and then having those post-secondary plans so that they can kind of design the futures that they choose. And so we teach teachers instructional strategies and things that will support students to be able to have high learning outcomes. Then we also provide leaders and buildings with a framework that helps them think about how to ensure college and career readiness for all. And so it's empowering students and really helping them gain all the knowledge and skills that they need and some of that opportunity knowledge about career possibilities and exploration so that they can have the most opportunities possible for them in their futures. And then the second branch is the AVID elective class, which is what Brandy is a part of. Mm-hmm. That's what people maybe are most familiar with. Yep. We have classes, elective classes within a student school day, and they take them just like any other elective class. The slight difference with AVID is that students apply to be a part of AVID because the AVID elective class is specifically to support students who have been historically marginalized on college campuses and really give students that opportunity to be able to pursue some of those dreams for their own futures. So we have that program that is, we have it at 8th grade, 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th, so at both of our neighborhood middle schools and our high school. It's grown tremendously.
Absolutely, it has.
Over the course of the last few years.
And so thinking about the history of it, how long has the Roane Area School District participated in AVID programming?
Yeah, so we began AVID in Roane in 2020, kind of in the midst of the pandemic, which was a difficult time to start to implement the AVID program. And so feeling really proud of the team of teachers and the students who have come together over the last 5 years to really see what the possibilities are with AVID and how it can best serve our students. So it has grown from one section at 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th grade to now having two sections at Badger Ridge in 8th grade, one at Savannah, and then we have three sections at the high school in 9th grade and 10th grade, and then two sections at 11th and 12th with the hope to expand to a full three sections at the high school at all grade levels over the next 2 years.
That sounds like exciting growth. And just from a historical perspective as well, and a quick history into me and my leadership, my former role as a principal when I was in the Madison Metropolitan School District, we began AVID implementation when I was at Senate Middle School. So we were part of that first cohort to be able to have the middle school programming as well as the middle school elective course as well. And it's just when I saw the significant impact that it had on our scholars and what it meant for college and career readiness and the stories I hear today that those students are now college grads, most of them, and thinking about the success rates based on the program, it's been something that we've been so proud of to be able not to just support, just to encourage our families and our students to pay special attention to what this means and what it really means to be college ready in our society. So there's a component of it that's known as Wicker or Wicker strategies, and we're going to get into some of the educational piece, and then we're going to turn it right over to our superstar here, which is Brandy, because I can tell you on podcast, no one wants to hear from the adults. They want to hear from our scholars. So if you could quickly tell me about Wicker, and then we're going to go right to our student outcomes. Okay.
Yeah. So Wicker stands for Writing, Inquiry, Collaboration, Organization, and Reading. And it's really kind of a planning structure for teachers. When teachers are incorporating more components of Wicker into their daily lesson planning, we believe that there are stronger, more rigorous, and engaging lessons that our students can engage in that really help them build those skills for college and career readiness.
That is awesome. All right, Brandy. All right, the audience is ready and they're waiting. So you're a senior at Verona Area High School.
Correct.
Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Class of 2025, you're going to represent,
mm-hmm.
and you get to have that Avid banner around your shoulders on your cap and gown, which you're always excited to see those. So as you think about your current high school classes mm-hmm. and activity, how has Avid supported you overall in both the elective class that you take, as well as how does it support you in other classes that you're taking?
Avid has helped me prepare for my future by helping me look into scholarships, apprenticeships, and it has helped me look further colleges that are good fits for me. It has also helped me in other classes by taking that Wicker method and applying it to each individual of my classes by getting a better understanding in each class and using the Cornell notes that we have also practiced in Avid, and that has helped me in taking the most important piece of each lesson that teachers give me and using that to help me get a better understanding of that class instead of just trying to write down everything and trying to memorize everything that a teacher has said. For right now, in my CNA class, I have used that method to help me navigate through my course, and I have found it very, very helpful.
Excellent. And so when you think about it, I'm honored to serve on multiple university committees, mm-hmm. Both at UW-Whitewater and at UW-Madison and at Edgewood as an adjunct. And I can tell you they look for the Avid.
Mm-hmm.
Look for Avid on your resume mm-hmm. when you turn it in, and because they know that you are far closer to being college ready because of the skills that you determine. So all the work that you're doing right now, I can guarantee you, is going to pay off for you. And as you're selecting your campuses, remember the biggest mm-hmm. thing is that they're going to be lucky to have you.
Yeah.
Whichever one you get. So always look at that front. You can be humble, but sometimes you can be like, yeah, you deserve to have me on your campus.
Yeah.
Because that's how good you're going to do in those classes, okay? And
mm-hmm.
we're so proud of you here in the Verona Area High School. And remember, our network and support will guide you far past your senior year. It's not just go off on your own. Whatever you need from us, you make sure you let us know because we're going to be here to support you, okay?
Thank you. Yeah.
Absolutely. So, you know, you think about the additional activities mm-hmm. I know the college visits and you have speakers come in. So tell me some of the amazing opportunities that you've had because you are part of the Avid programming.
Yeah, because of being part of Avid, I have gotten the opportunity to have that individualized support. Guest speakers are really important because we can learn more about careers and different positions that they offer. As a personal experience, my junior year, I was looking into working in a bank, but I did not know about the positions that were offered or how to get into it. A guest speaker had came from UW Credit Union, and he gave further information about how to apply and what classes to take. And that has really helped me. I feel like if it wasn't for guest speakers coming in, I would still be in that doubt of each career and the opportunities that they offer.
That's really cool. And we always want to make sure that we say thank you to everybody that comes into our schools. Because you never know, there's always that one person that makes a difference and that shows you that path that you didn't know was out there.
Mm-hmm.
And banking, and trust me, everybody needs to know about banking. the adults as well. I'm glad we're doing financial literacy now, and we should actually start financial literacy in third grade.
Yeah.
I think it'd be much better. So you've been on a couple of college campuses?
Yes, I have.
Yeah. So tell us about those visits.
My college visits have been a really helpful experience for me. When I was in, before my trip outside of Wisconsin, I was just looking into colleges around my area. But Avid gave me that opportunity to look further out of my like comfort zone. And my experience was really good in Minnesota when they took us to visit the campus, and it just felt really comfortable. And I was really thankful for that opportunity because I didn't think I would ever like go out of state and then visit other campuses. If it wasn't for Avid, I wouldn't have looked into UW, actually Universities of Minnesota,
yeah,
or other than just UW-Madison.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. Have you, did you go to Whitewater?
No.
Eighth grade, maybe. Did you go in eighth grade?
My class probably did, but I did not
have
the
opportunity to go.
Yes. Lots of eighth graders go to Whitewater.
Yes. Yes.
We're going to set up a personal tour
on
behalf of your superintendent, yeah, Dr. Clarity, to visit the University of Wisconsin Whitewater, where scholars are developed and championships are won. All right. we're going to go from there. A little plug for University of Wisconsin Whitewater. For the University of Minnesota, we are so happy that there's that reciprocity.
Yeah.
So you actually, you pay in-state tuition for going out of state.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and you would have a, I'm actually born in the Twin Cities, so I'm going to give them some love, too.
Okay,
And to make sure that you're, but as long as you're happy, that's the biggest thing. You find a campus where you're happy.
Mm-hmm.
So in terms of our educators here in the Verona Area School District, they have the opportunity to continue their professional learning and gain certifications as part of the Avid program as well. So our scholars are growing, but also our educators are growing as well. Can you talk about some of the opportunities that are for our staff members as part of the Avid program?
Sure. Yeah. When we reached out initially to staff to kind of share some of these opportunities, there was an overwhelming response of staff who were interested in growing as educators. So it's been really exciting to see people like lean into how to better support students in the classroom. So the opportunities that we've participated in are Avid Summer Institute. So there's different ones across the cities in the Midwest. And so we've sent staff there. Not this past summer, but two summers ago, over 40 staff participated in those opportunities, kind of 2 days deep professional learning with educators throughout the country. And then last year, just this past summer, we had an opportunity to host kind of a Dane County, they call it a regional path, which is 2 days, again, of really deep professional learning where educators can kind of pick the area that best fits the role in their school. So we had sessions for supporting multilingual learners, sessions for principals, AP teachers, and so they could really lean into where are their areas of growth and interest. And we had 200 educators from all over Dane County participate,
wow,
and over 40 staff from BASD.
Wow, that is absolutely amazing. That's great news and great celebration to our community to know and understand as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so as you think about the staff that have supported you on your journey, especially Avid staff, do you have any Avid staff that you want to give a shout out to so they hear you on the podcast?
Yes, I do. I want to shout out Mr. Nass. Avid teachers really give us like that individualized support, and Mr. Nass has helped me look further into my career opportunities. I wasn't sure if I wanted to go to college after seeing how hard my CNA program was. I was kind of losing motivation, but Mr. Nass acknowledged that all of my hard work that I have put into it and kept me motivated to do better and just was giving me that little push to keep going forward.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And he gets a lot of shout outs, so I think he's doing some great work
yes,
over there.
He's the best.
And his heart is in his work, and he's there to support everyone that walks through the doors of Verona Area High School. And as we think about you talked a little bit about your Cornell notes and how that helps with your note taking in class.
Yes.
Do you sense that you're prepared for any class that you walk into because of Avid when you do that? And just like tell us about your readiness a little bit.
Yes, I definitely feel ready for college and any other class because of Avid. Some teachers in other classes besides Avid have encouraged that we apply Cornell notes into our learning, but Avid has given us that extra opportunity to learn more about how to do it properly. And as I take my Cornell notes and use the methods that I have learned AVID into other classes. It makes it easier for me to understand each class, and my understanding is much more...
Deeper.
In every other class than AVID because of the AVID Cornell notes and methods that it has taught me.
That is really cool to hear. That's really cool that that work's playing off. And Mrs. Simonson, as you think about if you were in a grocery store and someone was like, tell me about what is Cornell notes really? What's the elevator speech on Cornell notes?
Sure. I think note-taking is something we ask students to do all the time, but it's the thinking routines that we teach alongside the Cornell notes. So there's times for students to process their notes, to really interact with them, go back and repeat so that they're getting those constant reiterations, I guess, of their learning, and asking students to summarize and ask questions alongside of those notes just really gives them that processing and that deeper critical thinking about the content. So we're asking students to use them as a learning tool as opposed just a place to record information. Yeah. So that's the big part, I think, when Brandy's saying, like, learning how to not just take them, but really utilize them to accelerate their learning.
As you think about that critical critical thinking component that we are really encouraging students to go to, because we know, unfortunately, inside there's a lot of bad information out there. And you have to dive through what is actually accurate and be able to have those, you know, deep discussions or, and have evidence of a topic. One of the methods that I always enjoy watching our students participate in was Socratic seminars and being able to have that approach. Can you talk a little bit about what the Socratic seminar approach to education and what our students experience?
Sure. There are many students across both of our middle schools and our high school that have learned what a Socratic seminar is. And really, it's a text-based discussion where students can take one or multiple texts that they may be reading in their particular class, and they're constructing questions that they really want to explore in relationship to that particular text in order to deepen their understanding of the main ideas or potentially the relevance to their lives about the text. And they bring those into like a big circle discussion in a classroom where students are really driving the learning and the thinking, and the teacher can really serve as a facilitative role where, like I said, students are asking questions and responding to each other's questions in a really text-based way, but in a way that, like I said, is authentic to the things that they are interested in talking about in relationship to that text.
That's really cool. And, you know, it's not just one or two, it's not just the Cornell notes, it's not just the Socratic seminars, it's the culmination of everything together that brings the AVID experience together. And it really, you talk about that deep preparation for college and career. I got to keep stamping it that I haven't seen a program that does it as with the depth and really the scope that AVID does. And so shout out to you and your work as well. You know, your leadership in not just the organization, but facilitating and supporting our scholars really makes a world of a difference. And it's going to pay off for our scholars for years to come. So as we move into next week and as we get ready to close out for today, we have an exciting event next week at the high school. And can you talk about what's happening for AVID at the high school next week?
Yeah, Brandy and a bunch of her 12th grade classmates are going to participate in an event called College Defense Day. So our senior AVID scholars have been deeply engaged in research around different colleges that they're interested in applying to, and they've been analyzing them for fit. So we talk to students and teach them about academic fit, right? Does their academic profile match the college and what they're looking for? Is the social fit, the size of the school, the size of the city, the right fit for them? And then is the financial fit there for them and their families as well? And so they've been analyzing that, what are my needs and my interests compared to what a school can offer? And they put together a little presentation, and we have educators throughout the district who are gonna come and listen to those presentations and be kind of critical thought partners with our seniors to make sure that they really have kind of honed in on the schools that seem like they're the best fit for them.
Excellent, and you got my response that I get to be a part of?
Absolutely, yeah, right. The students are all trying to figure out who gets to come and be in your group.
and I promise you, we're not biased and just send everybody to UW-Whitewater. I'll have a broad scope of opportunities for our students. But first, I want to thank you for giving us some time today to talk about our AVID program. And Brandy, you crushed it here today on In the Loop of the Soup, and you did an amazing job representing AVID and the other scholars. Mm-hmm. And we know you're going to succeed and be ready to thrive in a diverse global society. So thank you. Our mission has come to life, and it comes to life through you. So thank you for everything that you continue to do. Have a great senior year. And thank you for joining us here on In the Loop with the Soup.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Mercy.
All right, listeners, you heard it here. Avid is just one example of the types of comprehensive programs that we have available to our students in the Verona Area School District, where, like Dr. Clarity said, it touches our students, it touches our staff with professional development. Avid comes here and does visits and checks out what's happening at our schools. We're really fortunate to have it here, and it helps our students have great futures. That's it for In the Loop with the Soup. See you next time on In the Loop with the Soup.